Okay, welcome to part 2 of video 23 for the Canon 500DT Winaya KISS X3 tutorials. You saw in the last one where we used the inbuilt flash, and you saw where we started to see its limitations, which was around about f8 when we were shooting. Really, it started to become underexposed. F11 was really dark, f16 was just way dark, okay, not working at all. So what I've got now is a 430 EX2, still just going to take some portrait shots of Mark here. I'm a willing volunteer. Maybe not so willing. Okay, and what we'll notice is we're allowed to shoot at the higher apertures because this light's got more power. It's still on camera. Yes, it's still in the wrong place, but we'll show you some tips shortly on how to get it off camera without actually having to take the flash off camera itself. So my settings are currently my sync speed, 1/200th of a second, f16 was starting up because that's where we finished in the last video, ISO 100, and I'm on TTL or ETTL with the flash, so the flash is deciding on what exposure or what power it needs to put out. So we'll take a shot here now of my not so willing portrait victim. That's it, straight towards me, mate. 1, 2, 3, 1. There we go. Okay, now we can see there we've got a good exposure on Mark. Okay, well illuminated at f16, it's no problem at all. It's putting out a fair amount of this. You can tell by the kind of pop that it gives. You get to know that once you've used one for a while. But we can actually take this further. So I'm going to go to f22, and that is as far as this lens will go, f22. Okay, so that's as close down as the aperture is going to go. So say for example if the sun suddenly came out outside and you just got a little brighter and I need to take the ambient light down and stop to kill it again. So f22, and we'll see what we get. I'm working at roughly the same distances all the time. 1, 2, 3, 4. There we go. And f22, it's pretty much there. It's a little dark. What I'm going to do is see if flash exposure compensation, okay, is going to help with this. I'm going to give it plus one stop on flash exposure compensation, just to see. Actually, one point before I take this last shot. When using TTL metering or ETTL, you will get a slight variation sometimes, shot to shot to shot, because the meter's reading different parts as you recompose the image. It's similar to, say for example, if I was shooting these in aperture priority, then my meter's going to be reading the scene different each time and giving a different exposure. TTL does a similar kind of thing. It's a great system, okay, but the reasons I prefer manual flash is you dial it in, you lock it in, nothing changes. So plus one stop on exposure compensation. Now see what we get here. This should be last shot in this set, mate. 1, 2, 3. There we go. And we've got a good exposure. Okay, the reason why I added more flash is because the last one that I took at f22, it just seemed a little bit dark. And that's probably just because the TTL metering system basically got it wrong. Okay, that's all. Because what it does is send out a pre-flash and then determines what exposure the flash should be. So it could well have been, it sent out a quick pre-flash, which you wouldn't have seen on the video camera, you don't even see it yourself. Reflected off the glass, okay, and then give it a bit of a wrong reading, so I said, no, look, you need to give me one stop more. And it's managed it. So at f22, we're getting a good exposure. So a more powerful light will allow you to shoot at the more closed down apertures, because remember, flash is controlled by aperture, or flash exposure is controlled by aperture. Okay, now what we'll do in the next part of the video is we'll show some tricks on how to use the 430 EX2 on camera, okay, and make it look like the light is actually off camera. Now guys, welcome to the next segment in this video, where we're going to be using the 430 EX2 still on camera, but we're going to use it in ways which make it look like we're using it off camera. Okay, what I'm going to do that is bounce the light off a ceiling first, okay, and then we're going to use a reflector. You could also use a wall. There we go. Okay, we're going to use the white side, by the way. And I'm going to use a reflector to change the direction of the light, to change the look and the contrast within the image. Now, in my quick look video where I had a look at the 430 EX2 flash unit, I mentioned that you can tilt this head of the flash to bounce the light and to change the direction of it, okay, whilst it's on camera. I'll link to that video as well. One thing to note as well, if you're bouncing light off a surface, be it a wall, ceiling, or reflector, it could be a piece of card, and you need to watch the colour of that object you're bouncing the light off, because the light will take on the colour of that object. So if you've got a pink ceiling, you're going to end up with pink light. You might want that, but personally I prefer using a white reflector, white wall, or a white ceiling. Now you can use a slightly off-white wall or ceiling, so don't worry if you've only got those in your home. You just might have to do a little bit of correction work in post-production. Now my current settings are 1/200th of a second, f5.6. I've had to open the aperture back up because aperture controls flash exposure. I'm still in ETTL on a flash, the flash is automatic. Okay, but the reason why I've had to open the aperture up is because I'm bouncing the light now, so it's got further to travel before it hits our model here, Mark. Okay, if I'm still trying to shoot at say f11, f16 like we were earlier on, it's just not going to work, there's not enough power. Okay, so we'll take the first shot now. Here we go, and it's just going to be a half length shot here. 1, 2, 3, 4. There we go, and we have a good exposure. Okay, you can tell by looking at that image, we've got a good exposure on Mark. He drops his shadow a little bit under the chin, in particular under the arms where he's got his arms folded, because the light direction is coming from above and down. But it's a lot better than the directional on-camera flash that we had earlier on. So now what we'll do the next set, okay, which is bouncing it off a reflector. Now one thing to note, I had my flash head zoomed. Again, that quick little video I covered how to do that on the 430 EX2, I had it zoomed to 50mm. Okay, that just gave me a little bit more out of the flash and controlled the light where it was going to hit. I'm now going to set the head wide to 24mm for the moment, just to start somewhere, okay, so I don't get a hot spot or a really bright patch from when I use the reflector. So I'm going to turn the head up this way, and I'm going to be shooting with the camera like so, bouncing it off the reflector. Now I'm just actually going to, looking where it is, I'm just going to angle the head in slightly that way. And what I will be doing is shooting a tighter shot so I don't get Mark's arm sticking out to the side of the image here. So it's just going to be a bit of a headshot on this one here. There we go. Awesome. And 1, 2, 3. Awesome. There we go. And we have a good exposure. Okay, and we can see here he's now more side lit. So we've got this side of his face lit this way, and on this side we have shadow. It's not really heavy shadow, okay, because we have a white wall on the other side of it which will be reflecting some light back in as well, but it's certainly a more interesting look than just the directional flash. So just by tilting the head on the 430 EX2, we've changed the look of the image and improved it, you know, quite considerably. And now what we'll have a look at now, okay, is a quick shot which we've taken with a off-camera lighting set, the Westcott 28-inch Apollo. This is with wireless triggers, off-camera lighting on a light stand. Okay, and as you can see with this image, it's got greater contrast. Okay, certainly a different look. And if you want to get into dealing with off-camera lighting, then the great thing to do is go and subscribe to Neutrophoto. Have a look at the website, neutrophoto.com. We've got two channels, Neutrophoto and one for off-camera lighting, NTP Advanced, where we do tutorials on off-camera lighting, covering all the flash exposure variables. And we're getting into off-camera lighting, different modifiers, all the stuff that you need for that. So go and subscribe to those two channels, and we've got some great tutorials on there now and some more coming up as well. Okay, hopefully this video has helped you with using your inbuilt flash, okay, and your 430 EX2 on camera. Okay, so if you've already got this gear, this is where you can start. You don't have to go and buy a load of modifiers or off-camera lighting kit. You can start with this and learn and then progress as you go on. Well, thank you very much for watching, and I'll catch you guys soon.